All right, you're back in the DFSR, and we're here with our daily Major League Baseball podcast for Wednesday, September 7th. I am Doug Norrie. That is Chris Durrell on the line. Chris, how's it going, man?
Going real good this morning.
Yeah, we're gonna bang through a pretty quick podcast here. Chris needs to get on the road. I've got some I got the wife leaving town for X amount of days, so it's gonna be me, my daughter, and NFL this weekend. So it's gonna be interesting. But we want to touch on some of the baseball plays that you can get started with today for FanDuel and DraftKings double slate of baseball. We're from DFSR.com/lab. We'll get you a free trial to our projection system that's running now. The free trial runs from now through Sunday, week one of NFL. And I believe we still on the site have a multi-month deal that you can get a couple months at a discount. So go over to the site, DFSR.com/lab. Grab that free trial. You're all set for MLB, NFL. People are asking, oh, does NFL cover MLB? Yeah, we're not like some other sites. We put all of our subscriptions all of our sports under the same subscription. We don't section it off. So we think we're about the best price point in the industry for that. And it also gets you projections and the state-of-the-art player lab, blah, 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 blah. Go over to the site, check it out. All right, bud, let's talk about baseball today. I said we can discuss the early slate. Your response was it's ugly. Why do you think what makes this early slate ugly to you?
There's not a lot of pitching to go after. If you want to pay up, you can go for Syndergaard. He's not in a great matchup in Cincinnati there, so not really fond of paying up for him today. And the only other pitchers I'm really looking at is in that Baltimore Tampa Bay game. They're both predicted right around that 4-run mark, so it's an eight over under. Pretty much a pick'em game. I lean the home team, so I'll be taking Smiley just because you're looking at the matchups. Baltimore sits about the middle of the league against the other way around. Tampa Bay sits about middle of the league against right-handed pitching, so I don't mind Bundy there, but take the home pitcher and Smiley just because the Orioles rank near the bottom of the league against left-handed pitching this year, so I definitely lean Smiley a little bit. Not totally comfortable with it, so definitely wouldn't be recommending any cash games in this early slate, just because I just don't see, if you go with Syndergaard, I don't see enough bats that you're going to feel safe with your lineup. And if you go with Smiley, I just don't think he's a cash game viable safe pitcher myself.
Yeah, I totally agree. To put it in perspective about how kind of close the decisions are this morning, I was when I woke up, I was setting up the system for today, and Smiley was the guy who was the top pitcher, and there was like this micro line movement, like micro Vegas line movement on that Baltimore Rays game. Shifted like 0.1 runs in either direction, and that was enough to switch the lines over to Dylan Bundy. So yeah, that really tells you, I mean, when it's like when the money line moves a fraction of a movement and it changes the pitcher completely, that is a good sign that it is not a totally safe day, or excuse me, a safe slate of baseball. And I'm with you too on the Syndergaard thing. He's clearly the most elite pitcher on this slate. I know he's run into some issues lately, but the ballpark doesn't help him. The run support might not really help him. So it's hard to really make a real strong case for him. Though I will say, he definitely has by far the most upside of anyone here. Like, he's by far the best pitcher. Yes. It's just the price just gets into that little dicey zone that makes you feel uncomfortable. If you were going to do some GPP stuff, like you said, cash games might not be the way to go here, but maybe you want to throw some tournaments in. Where might you look for maybe a team stack on the early, especially if you don't need to pay up for pitcher, if you go like that Bundy Smiley route?
Well, I was looking at both sides of the Detroit-Chicago game, over-under of 9. I think Chicago, yeah, they got 4.65 run projection versus a 4.35. So it's another game that's pretty close, a slight favorite to the home team there. But Anibal Sanchez and it isn't that great of a pitcher. Melky Cabrera, Jose Abreu, Tim Anderson, Adam Eaton. So the top four pretty much of the Chicago lineup has been red hot lately. I think they can get to Anibal Sanchez today. And then on the other side, I do like the Tigers. JD Martinez, Justin Upton, Miguel Cabrera especially against Jose Quintana against the lefty. But he's had a pretty good year. So that's kind of tough. And that's kind of why I lean, I guess, to the Chicago side of it.
Yeah, I think so too. Quintana's a hard one to figure out. You can get to him. The Detroit bats run so righty heavy down the lineup that I think you can make a case for Quintana, though Quintana's not a bum, right? Like he's an above average pitcher. So I always get a little bit, this is where the whole slate just becomes this just this in-between zone, right? Like, Detroit's the best offensive team here, but they face a good pitcher in Quintana. White Sox are in a good spot, but the White Sox aren't, like, a great team, and Sanchez is just kind of in that, like, middle round. The whole thing is just one big middle for me. it's not exciting. I think I don't believe myself I won't really be playing this slate because these aren't the ones that I'm drawn to. High-end pitcher, some value bats, and that's kind of how I like to roll. This is the opposite. So I don't think for me this isn't a slate that I'm going to get too excited about. Let's move on. Yeah, let's move on to the we'll move on to the evening slate. Little bit of a different story here where we have some interesting games. The pitching, we've seen a lot. Well, there are some guys that I would consider to be aces that are going on this slate today. I wonder how many times I've said the word slate in the last, like, 4 years. I feel like that's just a word I say. I gotta figure out, like, some kind of synonym for that where it just doesn't sound like I'm saying that word over and over again because I can see that just becoming annoying. Anyway.
One of those words that sounds weird once you say it so many times. I hear you. It's like value for me.
Yeah, that's a great one. Value, slate. These words, are just, if you work in DFS and if you work like basically full-time like we do, like you just end up saying these same words over and over and over again, and there's no other – doesn't seem like there's any alternatives. I'm going to come up with some alternatives for slate, so I don't say that so often. What about – let's talk about the pitching here on the evening. We have – I would say four guys that I would consider near the ace level in Price, Strasburg, Carrasco, and Duffy. And then a quick little drop off to a couple other guys. Where are you looking here in terms of safety? Is there a way we can get into this group of games? Well, look, I'm already in my head about saying the word slate. I shouldn't even have said anything. Because now I'm consciously avoiding it. It sounds weird. Anyway, these are all things that should happen off the air. If I knew anything about podcasting and like broadcasting, I would do these things off the air. But again, we're a minute of me talking about which words I should use on the air, which is probably bad practice. Where are you looking for pitching today?
FanDuel for sure going to David Price. He's the second most expensive pitcher behind Carrasco. They're right at 10-8 there. Seems like a little bit more of a deal than over on DraftKings at 13-1. It just seems a little expensive for what Price, I guess, has provided this year. It's kind of like been a tale of two seasons for him. Like he's had a 10-plus K per nine in the first half of the season, but was given up around 15% home run to fly ball rate. Well, the second half, he's dropped his ERA like two or three runs, but unfortunately, the K rates came down with it. So I guess he's a little bit safer now, but he does have an elite matchup against San Diego. So they sit in the middle of the league. So they do hit better against left-handed pitching, but they definitely they strike out second most out of any team against left-handed pitching. So I think he can maybe get back to that 8, 9, 10 K per 9 tonight and get back into the win column again. So he's definitely my first option. I'd follow him up with Carrasco right behind him. Like you said, he's elite as well, and the other guy at the top of the board. So I don't mind going with either of them right now. And I guess for value, if I'm dipping down a little bit more, I'm really looking at Jameson Taillon tonight. It's a bit of a tougher matchup at home to the Cardinals, but I do like the park, and he's been really good this year. I think he's had 11 quality starts and out of his 14 starts that he's made this year. And he's got an average K per nine rate, but he doesn't walk many guys, and he's really carried that success over. And with the Pittsburgh, I think they can get the offense to back him up today as they are facing the leak. So those would be the three pitchers that I'm looking at.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think just to circle back to Price real quick, the price on Price on DraftKings is probably a little out of bounds. It's 13,000 on DraftKings. That seems to me totally nuts for him, even though the matchup is great. He's by far the highest money line pitcher on the day. You know, Price's issues with the home run, I've been trying to evaluate this. It's hard to tell how much it stemmed from Boston because, like, you know, being a lefty fly ball pitcher in Fenway is about as bad as it can be for a pitcher. But this is just the opposite kind of scenario. He moves into Petco. I love when an AL pitcher moves to the NL because you get to buzz through that pitcher spot, which is a big win for him as not having to face the DH. I think you see him definitely as the chalk game play on FanDuel where he and Strasburg and Carrasco, you know, Strasburg's there too, but Carrasco are all the same price. Price is just the best money line matchup of those three guys. Strasburg coming off the DL, you never really know what a team plans on doing with a guy when he's coming off, coming, you know, from being hurt. So I totally, totally agree with you there. But on DraftKings, it's a little different, right? Because I just don't think you can pay up $13,000 for him. There, I actually don't mind paying down a little bit for, I mean, maybe even for Stroud. So, okay, let me ask you a question here. Price is $13,000. Carrasco's $12,300. But then you get Strasburg at 10, or like Danny Duffy at 9.99. I mean, what do you do there? Because then now pricing and salary is a problem, because you're taking a $2,000 dip between David Price and Strasburg. Can you start thinking about Strasburg there, where the prices like definitely start coming in?
Yeah, I think on DraftKings, it kind of setting up to be, you know, if you go with Strasburg, I mean, that's a great discount to get on an elite pitcher like Strasburg, even though he does come with a little bit of risk today, not really knowing what's going on. That makes perfect play for GPP, as most people are, like you said, I think you're either going to go down to Duffy Tyon or up to Carrasco Price. So I think Strasburg's just kind of in that middle zone that just makes a perfect GPP play to pivot off of, even though, like I said, there is some risk. He's got the elite K upside and a nice matchup at home versus Atlanta. So,
yeah, I'm a little confused here too, because I'm seeing some sources as having no line on the Washington game, but then through our feed, I'm getting Strasburg in that minus 200 range. So I'm just not exactly sure what the truth is on the money line there. So I'm going to need to investigate that later. I mean, it's built into our system now that he is a big favorite, and it stands to reason he's going to be a big favorite against the Braves, who, while they have improved in the short term, are still not anywhere close to they're like at best an average offense and likely below. So I'm not too worried about the matchup there with him. And I just think it's going to be hard to get away from the pricing difference you get on him, because I just don't think you can pay up for the 13 and 12 for Price and Carrasco. Let me ask you a question. On a guy that our system likes right now is Mike Montgomery. Okay. Mike Montgomery is 4,300 against the Brewers. He is, you know, as a lefty going into a bad park. If you look at his game log, it looks at, you know, he had a game at Colorado. You really can't count anything that happens in Colorado as a good litmus test for a pitcher. He follows it up with a 90-pitch outing against the Dodgers, where he strikes out 5 but walks 4 in 5 innings. And then last game against the Giants, he only throws 58 pitches, strikes out 1 in 4 innings, and kind of just gets taken out in the beginning before the 5th inning starts. Is at 4,300. Is this a guy that you can consider even in the slightest as a money line favorite, or is this kind of just a stay away from you, price doesn't really matter here?
Well, I absolutely love the Cubs, you know, on the stack and such. I think the offense is definitely there against Garza, and it's the Brewers. So I think he's going to get, you know, they K a lot. So I think he's going to get a little bit of an uptick in K percentage. So at 4,300, I mean, maybe he is the pitcher that you could, you know, in GPPs put up there with Carrasco or David Price to make some room. But like you said, I mean, the park isn't there. But if you're taking risk anyway in GPPs with one of those top pitchers, I think you could maybe go that way.
This is the problem with DraftKings pricing sometimes. And it makes it – because their pricing has such wild ranges on – like as compared to FanDuel, where, you know, the pricing is a little closer here and there. When you get these crazy, crazy price differences on a guy like – you know, $8,000 difference between Mike Montgomery and David Price. It's just not, like, it makes the decisions harder, right? And I think that all things considered, I don't think you can probably risk it in a cash game, but he does make it just, he needs to do so little to pay that off. It was like Luke Weaver last night. Luke Weaver, 4,700 against the Pirates. He really, now he gets pulled out to the fourth inning too, which at 83 pitches, which was a bummer, but they just need to do so little at these prices, and they are favorites, that it makes it hard. Again, another guy like this is Brock Stewart. Brock Stewart for the Dodgers is 4,500. He's a minus 155, good park. Diamondbacks are not that good against righties. And you're like, huh, okay, well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Because right now, those are kind of the two guys that are showing up in our system. So this is all to say. Go ahead.
One more point there is I'm just looking at the difference between Mike Montgomery, and you look at Albert Suarez, who's only $200 less. Well, he's in Colorado, and you would never consider using him there. Well, for just $200 more, you get a way better matchup in Mike Montgomery. And at 4,300, you know, he's the same price as, on the same team for a hitter, Ben Zobrist. So for Ben Zobrist at that price, you know, you're looking at maybe on DraftKings, you know, you'd be happy with somewhere in the range of probably 7 to 12 points. So if you get 7 to 12 points out of a pitcher, which doesn't seem too unlikely, you should be happy because you're still looking at that points per dollar the same, whether it's a pitcher or a hitter, 4,300 is 4,300. So, you know, if you can get 10-plus points out of Montgomery and it gets you up to one of those elite pitchers, I think that's a great GPP strategy. Yeah. You got me sold.
Yeah, well, it's just funny. Well, that's really funny. So one of the sites that we work with is nohalftime.com. And if you haven't been to No Halftime, it's a site where you can basically play. It issues the salary, and instead you're just playing one-on-one player versus player matchups against whoever you want. So you can either accept matchups, like say, oh, Bryce Harper versus Carlos Gonzalez, whatever, tonight. You know, you can decide which side of that you like. You put some money on the table, and you play against someone else. Well, another strategy you can use, and by the way, you can use the code DFSR.com, or excuse me, just DFSR if you want to get a bonus there. But so No Halftime has a situation where a strategy you can sometimes use over there is to just roster one of these dog pitchers, like, no, it's not a dog, but Brock Stewart or Mike Montgomery that just don't look that good on paper against like Mike Trout, right? Everyone's going to have heard of Mike Trout. It's not clear if everyone's going to have heard of Brock Stewart, but the chances of a pitcher outperforming a hitter on a given day just because of the variance in hitting is so wildly different that those are just great no halftime challenges I like to throw out there every once in a while, because someone will just be like, oh, Mike Trout, who the hell is Brock
Stewart? This is too easy.
Yeah, like, right. But like these pitchers who are kind of no names but in good situations do make for nice challenges over there. So check out No Halftime. I think I worked that in there pretty well. I'm pretty proud of myself.
That was nice.
Yeah. So anyway, so I think Brock Stewart's a guy you can consider too. You don't Montgomery or Stewart, if you think they can get to five innings tonight in their respective matchups, then paying sub $5,000 salaries for them is completely on the table for me. I think I might end up doing it and kind of just holding my nose and hoping that it works out. The reason that we can do it though is because there are some interesting bats on the table tonight. If I'm going to be rostering hitters here, where am I looking first with some of my stacks? Who are some guys that are jumping? Who are some guys jumping out to you on this slate? Considering that even on FanDuel, we're really not going to be paying more than $11,000 for a pitcher under any circumstances, and there's a good chance on DraftKings that we're not going double expensive on pitcher. So where are we looking with the bats?
I guess, first of all, you got to take a look at the Coors matchup between the Giants and Rockies. It's got a 12 over under again. I mean, you got Albert Suarez for the Giants, and you got Jorge De La Rosa for the home team there pitching. I really like the Giants. I think they're going to be more affordable. The way teams always seems to be a little bit more affordable in Colorado, and they're getting a huge park boost. So the middle of the lineup for sure, Pagan, Posey, Pence, and Crawford. I guess Crawford's more of a lefty on lefty, but if they get through De La Rosa early, they should be able to get into the bullpen, you know, say into the fifth, sixth inning. So I don't mind either side of that matchup for sure. It's going to be pretty chalky as always when it comes down to the Rockies at home.
Let me channel my inner chatter here. And by the inner chatter, I mean guys and girls, men and women who show up in our chat room who are great. We have a live chat on the site. It's great. It's probably been one of the best things we've added in the short term in terms of just, you know, forming a community for DFSR. People are in there all the time talking baseball, NFL too. So, but I know I can already, I think I'm pretty good at predicting what the chatters are going to get on. One thing they're going to get on is the last couple nights, our system has really tried to stack up on Colorado and San Francisco guys because of the run lines, because of the implied, you know, just the implied scoring that was going in, and it just doesn't materialize. Last night, the game ends 3-2.
Yeah.
We get pretty buzzed off on especially the Rockies bats because I was pretty heavy on guys like Tapia, Gonzalez, Dahl, guys like that. Now, I can see a scenario where someone comes in and says, Rockies again? Look what happened last night. They're just not scoring in cores. How would you – I know how I would respond. I'm wondering if we'd have the same response to a question like that.
Well, I don't really look at the day before too much, and I kind of – to be honest, I don't look at it in a negative way where I'm going to avoid someone that maybe didn't do good yesterday, especially in baseball, because the variance is just crazy. I look at it where I see people talking like that. I instantly like that stack or that player even more because it looks like maybe the majority of people are going to avoid them because they were hurt. And I look at it that way in all sports from a week-to-week basis. Like NFL, for instance, if I get a wide receiver in a matchup versus a really elite corner and he goes for maybe 1 for 20 yards the week before and people are going to avoid him next week, boom, I love him. Elite play. He'll be in, you know, 80% of my lineup. So I kind of like looking at the chat that way and I'll try and explain to people and help them understand that that short-term bias, you shouldn't use it, or, you know, you're really missing out on some values. And I think you'll miss out on some values today for sure, you know, if you're going to avoid that and go stack your team somewhere else, because if they do go off, you're gonna miss out, of course.
Right. And yesterday, you know, this is where people sort of miss the forest for the trees with baseball, is that they'll look at the final line and say 3-2 in Colorado. Oh, look at that. You know, Coors is overrated. Well, yesterday you get Samardzija and Anderson, who are both, I would call, above average pitchers. And today you get Suarez and De La Rosa, who just are not. And so, you know, what happened yesterday, I was just to say, you know, I feel like I come off like a jerk about this, and I really don't want to, but people will say like, oh, look what happened yesterday. And I'll just write like, so question mark, you know, like, yeah. Which is like sort of like a totally, you know, jerk off passive aggressive way to go about things, but whatever. So it just doesn't matter to me. And the more people that can convince themselves of, oh, there was no runs there yesterday, so there will be no runs today, that's just not a predict. That's not a way to go about your business in any sport, baseball especially. The flip side of that is a guy like Brian Dozier, who people are going to label as, like, you know, white hot fire right now, where he just homers every day. It goes the other way with guys like that, where I'm just like, so he hit a home run yesterday. So, I mean, he's been great this year, so don't get me wrong. I was shocked by how many home runs he'd hit this year, by the way. Yeah. I kind of just had no idea that he had hit that many, because I just don't follow, like, season-long
and
stats.
Most
like
of them coming from the leadoff spot, since he's been moved to the leadoff spot in August.
Which is crazy, too. I mean, this is going to go down a path I didn't mean to, but I was like, oh, he must be getting so lucky. But he's not. Like, among the home run leaders, he has, like, the lowest home run to fly ball ratio. So I was like, okay, so he hasn't even been lucky when it comes to it. It's like, he's putting up crazy numbers. Anyway, well, people will go like that with Dozier, where now they're sort of buying at the top of the market because he has been so great lately. And that just, it also is not predictive. So I don't know. I kind of just get caught. And, like, he faces Danny Duffy today. It's just the exact place you don't want to play a guy like him. So just, like, try to look at those things both ways in terms of what happened yesterday, or even what's happened over the last 5 days consecutively, does not matter with what is going to happen today when we're talking about baseball. So I'm all over the Rockies and San Francisco today. No doubt about it. That is the reason I don't want to pay up for pitching. After those two teams, where maybe I want to get a contrarian, maybe I need to save a little bit, because you do have to pay a premium on guys playing in Coors. Where are a couple other places I can look today in terms of just overall hitter value, maybe a team, maybe a guy? Is there any teams or players that are standing out?
The Texas Rangers, not real sure about stacking them completely as a team. Mm-hmm. They got a lower run line today, but I do like them against a left-handed, I think it's Ariel Miranda today. So, like, Adrian Beltre definitely is going to be up there. Ian Desmond on that team. Luke Roy at catcher. Another team that is really standing out, and another low total, is Boston. It's 7.5 with David Price, of course, so it's going to be a little bit lower. I think San Diego's under 3 projected runs today. So Boston's sitting around 4.5, which isn't bad. Best offense in the league. They do get a downgrade, unfortunately, going to San Diego, which I think maybe brings a little bit lower ownership to them tonight. So, like, guys like Mookie Betts, Bogarts, and Hanley Ramirez, I think, could be a little bit sneakier in the stack side. Even if you just wanted to grab a one-off, I don't think their ownership's going to be too high tonight in San Diego.
Yeah, I like that. I like both those teams. The Rangers, especially, moving away from the park, people will be off them a little bit because they moved to Seattle. But they might hit the Shields lead off again. They have some interesting righty bats that can go. They have so much depth in their lineup now that they can play matchups. Yeah. They can play matchups all the way down. I like getting on a stack like that, especially if you're grabbing them at a discount. Just to circle back real quick to Coors again today, just another exercise to kind of put myself through is to just, you know, look at Vegas run totals and just see where, and for the quadrillionth time this year, Vegas is not the be-all, end-all. I understand Vegas's goals are very, very different than ours in DFS, but we can use it as a barometer, basically, to just, you know, find about range of outcomes. If you look at some of the run lines today, you know, the Rockies and the Giants have a 6-point, both around, let's just call it both around 6 implied runs. The Rockies are a little bit more. That is about 20% higher than the next closest team, really of anyone that's going today. But you're not paying 20% higher prices on those guys. And usually you are with Coors. Like, usually you'll have a game like that, and then you'll have, like, the Cubs at 5.5. And you say, well, I'm not going to pay 20% more for the Rockies when I can just get the Cubs at a relative discount. Today's not the case like that. That game has somewhere in the 20 to 25% more implied runs than the next closest teams on the slate. And if that's the case, so if either of you thought Vegas was off by like 10%, right? 10% in
there's
the aggregate.
There's still value there.
Exactly, exactly. Like there's just no, even if you think they're wrong or you think that, you know, they're juicing it because they want to, you know, induce money onto one side of the things. Even, and they do that, so don't get me wrong. But
yeah,
even if you think that, it's still a value. Like you're still getting at their at a percentage, and also because they haven't really performed in the short term too. So, and this is all to say, that is the game for me totally today. I'm trying to get as many players as possible from that matchup, and then just and try to call it a day on pitching. Give me like maybe one more guy or another stack that you can get behind today. If there's a value bat that from a team that we didn't mention, or if there's a just one more stack that we can get behind today. Who else do you have in your mind?
I was just going to mention like some cheap bats like Adam Lind, D. Gordon on FanDuel, yeah, being underpriced, and Eric Hosmer, so Kansas City, I guess.
Yeah, D. Gordon still continues to be hitting leadoff at like in that 2,400 on FanDuel. It's totally crazy town. There's no reason that he should be that low, even without staying in the lineup. Another guy like that is Ramil Tapia on DraftKings. Like he's been hitting. Don't get me wrong, he's not a very good baseball player, but if the Rockies continue to hit him leadoff, his price has actually dropped to 2,900. He stole a base last night. He can at least get on base and use some speed at the top of the lineup. That's going to be a lock, total lock and load for me. I need to actually fix him in the system that he's batting leadoff. So those are just a couple of mispricings on guys today. I'm very encouraged by this evening slate. I don't mind. There's enough decent to above average arms that we can put together with that great game that we can stack. I'm all about the evening slate. I have the exact opposite feeling about the evening that I have about the early slate of games.
Yeah, for sure. And one we didn't mention was the Cubs. I kind of mentioned them when we were talking about Mike Montgomery. They're sitting around a 5 run projection today. Two cheap bats, especially on FanDuel. I think you can fit into that. You know, to get a full Cubs stack is going to be Russell or Baez, either both or one of them as a one-off. Russell's 2,600, Baez is 2,900. And I just think in a matchup against Garza in Milwaukee, that's just too cheap for those bats.
All right, well, we had a 9:30 out so you could get on the road and I could get to the family time, and I think we did it. I have it 9:29. I'm going to see if I can get through the end of this read before the clock hits 9:30. We're from DFSR.com. Go to DFSR.com/lab, L-A-B. Grab a free trial to our projection system that's going to cover you through week one of the NFL season. We're getting pumped. Thursday is coming already tomorrow. So
one more day.
I can't. It's crazy. I can't even believe it. But we're here, but you can grab that for free. That'll take you through Sunday's round of games. We have some deals up on the site now, so go check it out. DFSR.com/lab. Chris, man, enjoy the trip into the city. I will talk to you soon.
Good luck with the kid. Have a good day.
Later.